Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all. I just want to thank God for everything that He has done in my life. I have many reasons to be thankful. I thank God for my wife, who's always there to support me and love me unconditionally. I'm also thankful for our kids, Nathan and Sam. They give us joy, and it is a wonderful privilege to have our sons and bring them to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It is a wonderful privilege. I am also thankful for my parents, and through the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, both my parents came to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, which I thought would never happen, because when I became a Christian, they didn't like the idea. But now here they are with us worshiping, and I thank the Lord for that. But more importantly, I am thankful for what God has done in my spiritual walk. For those of you who do not know me, when it comes to teaching and preaching, I always used to say, I am not ready. Pastor know this. Time will come for me to do that. Preaching is not my gift. You know, excuses like that. But I thank God because He changed my heart and my approach in serving Him. Praise the Lord for that. So this morning, I ask for extra grace from you, and bear with me as I deliver God's message this morning. Don't worry, this message is going to be short. It's going to be short. So Pastor is tall and bald, so his message is long. I am short and bald, my message is short. So it's going to be short, but I ask you guys to, I ask for your attention and ask God to open your heart this morning. And please do not focus on how I speak, on how I, deliver the message, but focus on what God has put in my heart, and it's what's there for you to learn this morning. Amen. So with a new heart and a new approach, that's what I'm holding on to right now. That's what I'm holding on to right now. And His promise and relying on His strength. It says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11 says, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies in order in that everything God may be glorified in Jesus Christ. So He promised that He will be the one that will work in me, and He will be the one speaking here to execute God's message for us this morning. That's why I grab every opportunity to serve Him, to glorify Him in everything that I do. And I pray that all of us will have the same attitude in serving God. I cannot help but remember what Pastor Sunny said during his sermon last Sunday. If all of us here in this room, look at yourself, look at everybody here, have the same attitude of serving God, there will be a lineup here to be nominated as deacon. There will be a lineup here to volunteer us as an usher. There will be a lineup here to see any ministry that there's need, right? So ask God to change your heart and your approach in serving Him. So I pray that God will touch your heart, and just like what He has done for me, and thank Him because He is working in you. Once you understand the beauty of knowing God, you will not be able to just keep it yourself. You want to tell it to the world, right? And you want others to experience it too. Amen? So understanding God's word and knowing Him and obeying Him is the most satisfying here on earth. Let me repeat that. understanding God's word and knowing him and obeying him is the most satisfying thing here on earth. All right. So with that said, again, happy Thanksgiving. And I want you guys to look at the person that's sitting beside you. Greet them. Happy Thanksgiving. So this weekend, people all over Canada will sit in a big table, gathered together as friends and family to celebrate Thanksgiving. But when you think of Thanksgiving, what's the first image that comes to your mind? Be honest, say it. Turkey. Nice. All right. Is it turkey? Lots of meat? For pastor, maybe lots of vegetable. Right? So maybe for us Filipinos, something different, like lots of manok, like adobong manok, sinigang na manok, right? When we think of Thanksgiving, we think of eating and enjoying conversation. Every conversation and having a great time together, right? And later this afternoon, we will celebrate Thanksgiving as a church family here at Glencairn. And we invite you all to stay and celebrate with us, right? Again, when we think of Thanksgiving, we think of eating, enjoying every conversation, and having lots of fun, lots of great time together. But I wonder how many people really think about and take a moment of what God has done for you. Like really sit, you know. For some people, maybe Thanksgiving is just another day, right? Others start planning Christmas shopping the next day, right? So although Thanksgiving holidays always ends, our expression and gratitude to God should continue throughout our daily lives. Our gratitude to God should continue throughout our daily lives. So giving thanks to God and expressing our gratitude is very important to God. This is the point that I want to explain and expand later on. So giving thanks to God should always be a part of our Christian walk. So now, let's look at our text again in Psalm 92. If you have your Bible with you. In Psalm 92, verses 1 through 5, it says, verse 1, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work, and your work of your hands I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord." So let me give you the background of what is our text is speaking in light of the Hebrew people in the Old Testament. So Bible commentary says, John MacArthur says, "They sing praises throughout the week and celebrate God's love, kindness, and faithfulness." They sing all week, and we do celebrate Thanksgiving 2 hours, not even a day, you know. So again, they celebrate God's love, kindness, and faithfulness throughout the week. Another explanation from Dr. Charles Stanley, he says, and I quote, "In the Old Testament, God used sacrificial system to teach his people to be grateful." Right? God established the Hebrews as a nation and gave them a very specific and detailed instruction concerning his laws and sacrifices so they know how he wanted them to live. Right? God gave a very detailed instruction on how his people wanted them to live. Right? So through these ordinances, he taught them 3 important truths. Right? So number 1 is God is holy. Number 2 is man is simple and obedience is essential. Let me repeat that. God is holy, man is simple, and obedience is essential. So because Jesus was the final sacrifice, we are no longer required to offer animal sacrifices. However, the principles that the Lord taught through the sacrificial system are still true and applicable for us today. Right? One of the offerings he prescribed was called a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Right? And it was performed every morning and every evening. That's why the title of the message today is Thank Him Day and Night. In Leviticus chapter 22, verses 29 to 33, the twice daily offering reminded the Hebrew that the Lord was the one who brought them out of Egypt and gave birth to them as a nation. He alone, God alone, saved, kept, and provided for them, just as He does for us today. Right? How about us? Do we offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving just like the Hebrews? Or do we take everything for granted? Everything that we receive from God. Let's pause for a moment. Do we offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, or do we take everything for granted that we receive from God? So, with the busyness of life, we often do not take the time to pause and give thanks for all that God has done for us, both seen and unseen, things that we see and things that we don't see. All right. So today, I want to share with you three things that I hope and pray that will change your heart and remind you of what Thanksgiving is really about. Number one, Christians should live a life of gratitude. Number two, thank Him in every circumstances. Number three, we should be grateful for eternal things given to us by Christ, not just temporal gifts. Number one, Christians should live a life of gratitude. In our text today, in Psalm chapter 92, verse 1 and 2, it says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night." So these verses says we must thank Him day and night. Right? This means we should thank Him every time. Right? From the moment you open your eyes to the time you go to sleep and all the time in between. Right? Again, how many times do you thank God to say thank you to God? Or do you even say thank you to God? Right? How about how many times you complain about something? Like, I can't believe I have to wake up early for church. Or, I don't like my food today. There's too much traffic. I don't like my job. I don't like my boss. Right? Do you even think the rest of the world when you complain? Seriously. Do you even think the rest of the world when you complain? People that are not free to worship openly for fear of persecution. People who have nothing to eat. People that do not have any means of transportation, they walk hours to go to church. People that don't have job or cannot find a job due to their physical and unique situations. Think about that for a moment. What are you thankful for? It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, "For people will be lovers of self, loving of money, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful." Right there. Ungrateful and unholy. So it is plain to see that there are many things to be thankful for. Be grateful. Be grateful of what you have. Thank Him all the time. Also, did you know that when you say thank you, it glorifies God? It says in Psalm chapter 50, verse 23, it says, "The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me." So as Christians, we are commanded to be thankful. When we give back the blessings that we receive from him and acknowledge our dependence on him, that he is the source of everything that we have, he is glorified. Right? A thankful heart honors God. A thankful heart honors God. Brothers and sisters, if you have not been thanking God, I pray that the Lord God in love will convict you the sin of ingratitude. A sin that all of us here can stop instantly and turn away from. Be grateful and thank him daily. Right? So it is a great reminder for us this morning that giving thanks to God and expressing our gratitude is very important to God. It pleases him. It glorifies him. Number two, thank him in every circumstance. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So you're probably thinking that this message will only focus on the good things, right? That God gave us, that God is going to give us, the things that makes us happy, right? But God did not say that. He said, give thanks in all circumstances. Right? So you probably know where I'm going with this, but I know it's probably the hardest thing to do, to say thank you when things are rough. Right? When the roads are bumpy. When everything is not going the way you want it to go. Like losing your job, found out you have a cancer, getting sick, or even losing your loved ones. God says, give thanks in every circumstance. Right? A true heartfelt and daily thanksgiving has a powerful impact on our lives. So an attitude of gratitude motivates us to look for the Lord's purpose in everything in our lives, even if we don't understand what he's doing. Thanking him lifts the burden, right? You know, when you're sad and, you know, like you think about something that, you know, instead of, you know, sitting in the corner, when you pray, it lifts the burden, right? You give it to God. So we can remember in God's promise in Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." Right? It helps us bring our will into submission. That's what's happening, right? And to him when we suffer pain or loss. Right? By thanking him in the midst of our pain, we acknowledge his sovereignty. We acknowledge his sovereignty. So God says, all things give thanks, right? In the good, bad, messy, ugly, painful, joyful, weak, strong, happy, or sad times, give thanks. And we are commanded to give thanks. We are to continue to praise and give God thanks in the midst of circumstances in our lives that are not always pleasant or going the way we want them. And again, throughout the scripture, we see the command to give thanks unto the Lord, our God, who has been and is forever will be. We are to thank him for gracious and love and kindness toward us. We are to thank him, the Lord our God, for he is and how he saved us. We are being commanded to tell God Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No matter what happens or what we may go through, for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. But the most important thing is, the most beautiful thing is, God did not leave us empty-handed, right? He gave us promises to his word. The Bible gives us a long list of things that we should be thankful for. These are the things that never change, no matter what's happening in your life. So we are to be thankful for, in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, it says that God is good. Right? In Psalm 106, verse 1, it says that his love lasts forever. In Psalm 107, verse 8, for the wonderful things that God does. Psalm 119:62, because God answers prayers. And Daniel 22-23, because God gave us wisdom and revealed his truth to us. So these are his promises, something that we can hold on to, right, when things are not going the way we want them. So it is very clear that God commanded us to be thankful. And our thankfulness is expressed in different and variety of ways, right? Sometimes we gather here, worship service, to thank him, to fellowship together, and sing praises to God, just like what we did this morning, right? Some people prepare to go home and thank God in their own personal time. That's fine. That is totally fine. There is no right and wrong how you thank God, as long as your heart is sincere. Yes, it is good to thank the Lord, but we don't thank him for the things that we see or feel. We don't just thank him for the things that we see or feel. Right? We must also thank him for the most important lasting gift that he has given us through Jesus Christ, which led me to my last point this morning. I told you, this is going to be short. Right? So we should be thankful for eternal things given to us by Christ, not just temporal things. If you were sleeping, it's time to wake up now. This is the most important. Right? So we should be grateful for eternal things given to us by Christ, not just temporal gifts. So all of the things that I mentioned earlier in the first point can be taken away from us. Right? All these things are our health, family, friends, freedom, education, water, food, wealth, our wives, our kids, jobs, everything can be taken away. Right? If you are finding your identity and security in any of these things, you are missing the point. You are missing the point. Our identity and security should be found in Christ and the thing that he has done through sacrifice on that cross. Look at the cross. These are the things that you cannot lose here on earth, even when you die. Just like our video says, right? So these promises cannot, again, like nobody can take it away from you. Your knowledge, everything can be taken, but your eternal life through Jesus Christ cannot be taken away. Because it goes on forever. Right? This is the main reason why we celebrate as Christians Thanksgiving. Right? This is what it means to be in Jesus Christ. This is also tied up in what we're studying in the book of Ecclesiastes. Pastor Sunny always keeps saying, do not focus on these things. Focus on what is eternal. Right? So, brothers and sisters, do not forget our purpose why we live here on earth. This is not our home. We were lost, but he redeemed us with his own life. This is the most important thing to be thankful for every single moment of our lives. Our salvation, our eternal life given to us by Jesus Christ. Okay, so too often when we talk to God, it's all about us, right? You find out yourself when you pray, it's all about you. Like, I want this, I want that. You know, it's like, I was talking to my wife. I go, you know what, this is like, it looked like, put it this way, like a homeless come up to you and said, can you give me something to eat? So you go to the grocery store, buy a bread, give him a bread, then after he ate the bread, just slap you in the face and then walk away. This is what we're doing with God. You just don't realize that, you know? Exactly what we're doing. Instead of being thankful, we complain, right? He says, cast your burden in 1 Peter chapter 5. How about praising him day and night? Just for what he has done. Praising him day and night and spend more time in knowing him and thanking him for the goodness and love that he has done for you and me. So I hope and pray that this message would change your heart on how you view God's blessing, on how you view everything that we are experiencing today at this moment. The scripture describes many blessings and privilege which results from our salvation, and the most important thing to be thankful and should produce gratitude in our hearts. So this following list that I'm about to show you is from Dr. Charles Stanley. Number one, God chose us before the foundation of the world. We are dwelt and sealed by the Holy Spirit. We are eternal secured. We have been given gifts of the Spirit. We have an intimate relationship with the Lord. We have the peace of God in our heart. The Lord loves us unconditionally. We're never distant from the presence of God. The Lord provides our needs. We have his divine protection each day. We have the promise of bodily resurrection. We have the blessings of God's atonement through Christ and the total forgiveness of our sin and the Bible. Right? So, again, this stuff here that I showed you, that should result or that should describe the blessing and privilege which result from our salvation and the most important thing to be thankful for every day in our lives. So as we gather together as family this weekend over food and conversation, let us praise God not only for the shifting and temporary gifts, but above all, for all the eternal promises and gifts that are unchanging. Our blood-bought salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.